It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
During an interview, Ariana Grande talked about when she will be marrying Pete Davidson.
No, we're going to, like, take our time to plan it. We've been, like, planning, and my friends and I and my mom and everybody have been, like, brainstorming and, you know, sharing ideas and stuff. And it's really fun. Like, I work so much. I've never, like, spent this much time or energy, like, planning something personal that, like, feeds my soul so much in my heart. I'm gonna cry. I'm just so excited. But, like, it's sick. It's really fun. But no, it's not soon. It's gonna be, like, next year.
She also talked about how she knows Pete's the one.
I mean, it's just, like, a feeling, you know? That's so cheesy. Like, people are always like, when you know, you know. And you're like, oh, yeah, whatever, okay. Yeah, for sure.
What makes him your soulmate?
I just feel it. You know, I just ticks every box and just gets better every day. And I'm very grateful for him. Life is beautiful.
Ben Affleck is headed back to rehab after estranged wife Jennifer Garner staged an intervention. Sources say Garner went to Affleck's home yesterday to sit down with him, begging him to get help. The sources say that the Justice League actor fell off the wagon a while ago and has gotten progressively worse. And after the meeting with Garner, Affleck agreed to check back into rehab. That poor girl is always picking up the pieces for him. It's just so sad. The biggest movie in America is getting a sequel! Woo!
Biggest movie in America.
Mike Sider Guns. The follow-up to Crazy Rich Asians is already in the works, with the original producers and writers already on board. The comedy took in over $26 million this past weekend to open in first place. I said it before on the show. I said it on Monday, but if you missed it, please go see this movie. It is, I would say, a rom-com, but then a rom-drom also. So it's like a romantic comedy.
Rom-com-drom? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Rom-com-drom. Rom-com-drom. So it's like, it's a romantic comedy drama, okay? It's so good.
You think I'd like it if I went with Lindsay?
Yeah.
All right, maybe
it's
I'll
really
take her.
Good. It's really good. Everyone should go see it. And Pink stopped her concert in Australia to hug a young teen who recently lost her mom. According to the teen, she and her mom planned to see the show together, but before they could go, her mom passed away. The teen's aunt decorated posters for them to wave around in hopes that Pink would see them, and she did. The audience made way for the teen and the aunt to see Pink in the front row. Pink ended up hugging the teen as the teen was crying and told her it's going to be all right and signed her hand. Isn't that great?
I saw that video and it's so touching.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, that is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex.